Union workers are standing along the road outside the company store in La Crosse holding signs that read, "Honk if you support Local 379." Jeff Jacobson is a union worker for the company. He says 57 union employees showed up for work after the Memorial Day weekend, but they were locked out. 4 weeks later, the doors are still shut, and Jacobson isn't sure why negotiations stalled.
We'd agree to just leave things alone, leave things the way they are. Freeze them for a year or whatever, and they wouldn't have it.
The company store cites in a written statement concerns over the cost of wages and health insurance given the economy. David Newby is the president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. He says strikes and lockouts don't seem to be happening more often because of hard times. Yet Newby says negotiations can be difficult.
In general, at union firms, workers tend to be rejecting more because of the concessions demanded, and certainly requests for concessions from management have increased from what they were a few years ago.
Managing labor costs in a strapped economy is challenging, agrees John Metcalf, the director of human resources policy at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
You know, a lot of companies are instituting furloughs. I know of several manufacturers that have instituted wage reductions. Typically that on the higher end, on the management side, they'll take a larger cut.
However, Metcalf believes that many companies are doing what they can to hang on to skilled workers in hopes that things will improve. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.